Victim of Kamala Harris's job program for felons speaks out. Her record as a prosecutor is laughable. By John Binder on July 29, 2024. A woman who suffered a near-deadly assault at the hands of an illegal alien protected by San Francisco, California's sanctuary city policy when Vice President Kamala Harris was district attorney says the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee's record on crime is laughable. In 2008, 20-year-old illegal alien Alexander Azaguirre pleaded guilty to selling cocaine in San Francisco. Instead of going to prison or being turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency, then district attorney (DA), Kamala Harris placed Azaguirre into her Back on Track jobs program. The Back on Track program, created by Harris in 2005, allows those 18 to 30 years old to plead guilty to drug felonies if they agree to spend a year in the jobs program, living where they choose. Months after being placed into Back on Track, Azaguirre robbed then 29-year-old Amanda Kiefer before jumping into an SUV to run her over. Kiefer, whom Azaguirre hit with the SUV, bled from her ear and suffered a fractured skull. Now, 15 years after the violent assault, Kiefer tells ABC News that Harris's attempts to present herself as a tough-on-crime prosecutor are laughable considering what happened to her. "When a policy negatively affects you, you wake up," Kiefer said, per ABC News. "If people who committed crimes were allowed to stay out of prison to train for jobs they couldn't legally hold, I think most Americans would disapprove of that," Kiefer told ABC News. Emphasis added. As for Kiefer, the violent assault she suffered was what she called her red pill moment. A reference to a pill in the movie The Matrix that grants users the ability to see harsh realities. Emphasis added. Harris did not acknowledge Kiefer's violent assault until a year later. In 2009, when she told the Los Angeles Times that the Azaguirre case obviously is a huge kind of pimple on the face of the Back on Track program. "I don't mean to trivialize it, nor do I mean to cover it up," Harris told the Times. Azaguirre was one of the illegal aliens that Harris had placed into Back on Track instead of putting them in prison or turning them over to ICE agents. "There were others," the Times reported. In effect, Harris' office had been allowing Azaguirre and other illegal immigrants to stay out of prison by training them for jobs they cannot legally hold. Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies has called Harris an immigration extremist, noting her record includes opposing the ICE detention of illegal aliens, supporting the abolishment of ICE altogether, and suggesting that illegally crossing international borders is not a crime. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.